This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And as promised, we were promising you exactly show good team. We're going to be hosting with Sister Stole. Now, Sister Stole is no stranger to MUT Radio. She's been here before. She always comes with information, and I'm sure you can't wait to hear what she got for us. Firstly, let us greet Sister Stole. Thank you so much for joining us on EMUT this beautiful morning, namhlanje. Siyabonga kakhulu. Now, Sister Stole is from EMUT clinic. Ukuthi awumazi, I should sing impela umuntu healthy kakhulu wena. Because ma uye clinic, definitely uzombona lapha ukhona ahleze khona eclinic alongside amanye ama colleagues ase clinic. This month we are celebrating cervical awareness. I don't know whether it's cervical, I'm going to say cervical. Google what you pronounce kanjani. Awareness month, ka September. And when I go to Google, I go to Kaya so that Uzo chazeleka kabanzi nokuthi iyini cervical cancer nokuthi umuntu uyithola kanjani and all those details uzositshela kabanzi Sister Stole. But thank you so much again for ukusijoyina Sister Stole. Mhlawumbe siqale with yona nje the definition ye cervical cancer ukuthi masikhuluma ngayo cervical cancer iyini iphatha umuntu kanjani yabo as umuntu ongazi mina ke yebo.
Thank you so much, MUT Radio, for creating this platform to reach out to our students and MUT community at large. Mm. As it has been said already, September is the Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, where we create awareness about this cancer of the cervix. Cervix is the area between the vagina and the womb that carries the baby. So it is like a connection between the vagina and the womb. So this area is very much prone to cancer if the person is infected with HPV. Mm. HPV is human papilloma virus. It is the virus that leads to cancer of the cervix. There are many strains of HPV. Like in COVID, we were told about a different strain now and again. Mm. So HPV has many strains of HPV, and some of them, they lead to cancer of the cervix. Like the strain number 16 and strain number 18, those two strains, if the person is infected with them, there is a very high risk that the person might end up having cancer of the cervix.
No, it's sounds scary, Mawisho. But ikozwa HPV, as you say, which is a human papilloma virus. So obviously, when you speak of his cervix, you speak of umuntu wesifazane. So it only affects abantu wesifazane.
Okay, HPV, like I've said, there are other strains as well, close to 100 plus of different HPV strains. Mm. So males as well, they do get affected by these strains. Mm. So these strains, when the person is infected with them, they cause warts. Ama warts, ilezintangathi inzumba.
Oh, okay.
They are in different parts of the body. Like for women, you can get genital warts, and then also this virus can stay in the cells of the cervix. Mm. Okay. And then in males as well, if they are infected with HPV, they do get ama warts, kuma private parts, even ngasemuva kwi anus, even the throat as well.
Wow.
Yes. And then other than the HPV as the primary cause of cervical cancer, there are other predisposing factors to this kind of cancer, like early sexual debut. If the person started very early in life engaging in sex, so that person is at high risk of developing cancer of the cervix. Engaging with different sexual partners, not necessarily at the same time that at the present moment we are involved with so many people, but having slept with different people, the chances are that one of them or more might have infected with HPV. So you could have become infected from one of the sexual partners you have engaged with.
Or as you said, Uguti, you can even get it nakubantu besilisa, so they can infect you as umuntu wesifazane.
In fact, they are taken as carriers, mammals, as carriers of
HPV.
Because the way you become infected with it, it is sexually transmittable, this virus.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. So males are taken as...
I'm a carrier.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, we always emphasize the use of protection when you practice intercourse.
Yes.
That use safe sex. But unfortunately, the condom is not as effective as it is with other STIs like about HIV. Once you wear a condom, then you are safe from contracting that STI. But with HPV, it is transmitted through genital skin contact. Even if the condom is used, but if you come into contact with other parts of the genitalia of the person who is infected, then you get it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh wow. And maybe what are the signs now that I have it in my cervix? What do I feel any pain? The signs and symptoms of cervical cancer.
Okay, some people might not get the symptoms, at least initially, when they have just got HPV. But other signs would be abnormal vaginal bleeding. Let's say you have had your period already, but then after some few days you start bleeding again. You get irregular vaginal bleeding. Or your very same periods that you get every month, they may become very heavy and take a longer time. You tend to bleed more days. And then even for older women, after menopause, they can start bleeding, which is very unusual once you have menopause that you get vaginal bleeding. And also you experience the pain, the backache or pelvic pain. Yes. And a very important one, the vaginal discharge, which is very smelly. Foul smelling vaginal discharge. Those are some of the signs of HPV.
Yes. And I know Uguti, there is a vaccine. Maybe you'll tell us more about a vaccine. But let's go to this one. Laba isaba kakhulu, pap smear. I know some of them are not comfortable with even going to check, even if there's no pain. Maybe you tell us, Uguti, how often should we check, do these screenings and checks? Uguti, am I still okay? Am I still good? Do I not have this virus? Let's speak about it. How can I ask this? I don't want the process of it, but I'm asking Uguti, how often can I go for a screening, say, and do a pap smear as umuntu wesifazane?
Yeah, after everything that we have said about the causes of cervical cancer, some of the causes that I didn't mention, like smoking. Smoking is a very important cause of cervical cancer, because the smoking properties, they damage the cells of the cervix. They damage the DNA of the cells of the cervix, making the body very vulnerable to developing cancer if the person is infected with HPV while smoking as well. So smokers are 2 times more at risk than people who are non-smokers. Okay. So the way what you can do to protect yourself from this cervical cancer, you know, where cancer is concerned, early detection and early treatment, it makes a huge difference. The prognosis becomes good if the problem was detected early and then you received help, treatment earlier. So the first thing you need to do is to avoid the predisposing causes to this kind of cancer by avoiding smoking. Avoid smoking, cut down to sexual partners, stick to one person. Do use a condom, even though with HPV, it doesn't protect fully, like with all other STIs, but use protection whenever you engage in sex. And also regular pap smear screening is very, very important. The pap smear is more encouraged during this month of September, but it does not mean that in any other months you cannot do pap smear. It is very important that women, sexually active women, engage in practice irregular pap smear screening. So let's say you come for pap smear for the first time in your life. We do the pap smear, we wait for the results, and then the recommendations from the laboratory might indicate that there were changes in the cells of your cervix that warrant the need for you to repeat a pap smear maybe in 6 months' time. Yes. Most of the time we rely on the recommendations from the laboratory that when this person should repeat a pap smear. But other than the recommendations, we encourage that people do regular pap smear screening maybe every 3 years.
3 years.
Yes.
So, someone asked, yeah, Oguti, as you are speaking about sexually active people, does that mean Oguti, umuntu who is a virgin cannot do pap smear?
No. Oh. We can't do a pap smear or a virgin, because a pap smear is a very invasive procedure. We go in there, so we might damage the hymen. It's not recommended for somebody who is not sexually active. The only thing they can do to protect themselves is to go for HPV vaccine.
Yeah, we are on that vaccine. What is that and how does it work?
Okay, the HPV vaccine is the vaccine that was developed to protect young girls and boys from getting this HPV.
Okay.
So they use different strains of HPV to develop this vaccine. So it is given to young girls and boys from the age of 9 years of age. So they get this vaccine. It comes in two doses, 6 months apart. So first dose you get, and then you wait for 6 months, and then you go for another dose. Yeah. So it started off as a very expensive program, the HPV vaccination program. Very expensive. But fortunately, the government also took over and then has made it possible for this vaccination to be given to young girls in schools.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you want a HPV vaccine, you cannot get it from the clinic.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the school nurses who go to schools to administer this vaccination to all young girls and boys.
But can someone who's now in varsity, can they still get it? Or is it for like young girls and boys?
They are still planning to go to tertiary institutions to give to students at tertiary institutions. But as an individual, you can go get a vaccine if you go to your doctor. Yeah, you can get it. But at the moment, it is given to young girls and boys in schools.
So it's not too late for someone who's in tertiary?
No. Okay. It is not too late. And in fact, the idea is to give to those individuals, the young girls who are not yet sexually active, who have not been exposed to HPV. But the latest is that even those who have started becoming sexually active, they can still get the vaccine, at least to protect them from other strains of HPV, because there's quite a few of them. Maybe you started becoming sexually active and then you got infected with one type. Maybe type 11, which just causes genital warts, but does not lead to cancer. So in that case, you benefit from the vaccine, which will then protect you from other strains that lead to cancer.
Wow. You know what, Sister Tola, I would keep you here the whole day and speak about all these mind-cracking things, man. You speak about a lot of things, of which I'm in varsity. I don't know nothing about these things. But let's speak about the campaign that you're currently holding, which is the Pap Smear campaign.
Yeah, We are doing pap smears. Started today, this morning.
Oh.
Yes, we are encouraging every female in this institution to come to Campus Health, make a booking. You can phone, you can come in person, make a booking to do pap smear. These pap smears started today until the 30th of September. It is the whole month that we're going to be doing pap smears. Yes. And I'm glad SMSs have been sent through to female students.
Okay.
Yes, reminding them that it's pap smear month. Come to Campus Health to get pap smear done. It is uncomfortable, probably because you are being touched in the private part by somebody who is not supposed to be doing it.
Yeah.
You know, so because of that, it makes it very uncomfortable. People tend to tense up. And then if you tense up, then it means I need to push against the resistance that you are building, and that might cause pain. But otherwise, it is not painful. Yeah.
No, thank you so much. Really appreciate your last words to female students, and then encourage them to come to the clinic.
I encourage all of the female students to come forward to get pap smear done. Even if you are not yet sure if you really want to do it, but just come to get information. Yeah, just come to get information and get the feel, being at the clinic to talk about pap smear. And you can even come and watch the TV we are playing, the videos pertaining to cervical cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, just come to the clinic and find out more about pap smears.
We'll definitely remind them also, even right here on MUT Radio, to come and just pop by the clinic. You make a booking, then using is katsako and do it. It's less than what, 10 minutes? 5?
Yeah.
It's not much.
No, not at all. Plus minus 5 minutes, and it's over.
Wow, no, it's thank you done. So much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.